Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only philosophy arena where the crowd goes wild for admitting you don't know why you stayed. Let's get metaphysical.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been confusing loyalty with the fear of who I become without it, what have I been faithful to? That could mean, what was I actually protecting? Or was this ever about the other person at all? Or maybe just, if I strip the fear out, is there anything left? That's the question. What have you actually been faithful to? So the traditions split almost immediately on whether this is a diagnosis or a confession. Stoicism goes full Marcus Aurelius, and I mean he writes a literal letter. And he says, nothing. You were faithful to nothing. Not the person, not the bond. Just the image of yourself as someone who does not leave. He calls it vanity dressed in the vocabulary of virtue, which honestly, that's a brutal sentence to receive before coffee. The existentialists land almost exactly there too. The fear itself. The shape your life took around a choice you never admitted you were making.
Buddhism is more careful about this. It doesn't say you are faithful to nothing. It says even a fist held long enough becomes a kind of home, which I think is doing real work. There's a difference between this was meaningless and this was real and also built from fear. Those can both be true. Vedanta goes even further underneath it. You were faithful to the one who needed the story of faithfulness to exist. And then it says, look closely. That one has no face you can actually find, which is either very freeing or completely terrifying, depending on your Thursday.
Judaism does something no one else does. It reframes the whole thing as Egypt, Mitzrayim, which actually means the straits, the narrow place. And it says, you've been faithful to the walls because the walls at least had your shape pressed into them. That's such a specific image. The indentation you leave in something just by staying long enough. And then the kicker. The Haggadah doesn't say we left Egypt. It says Egypt sent us out. Because sometimes the place expels you before you can choose to go. Islam is nearby on this. If the true guardian is at the horizon, who convinced you the heat itself was home?
Sufism goes straight for the jugular and asks, what were you worshiping? It says the grip on the reed, white-knuckled, held tight, was never faith in the other person. It was terror dressed in the garments of love, prostrating toward a mirror. You were faithful to yourself reflected back, and the beloved has been waiting on the other side of your letting go. Now, if that framing lands for you, but if the relationship as mirror image feels more accurate than the relationship as contract image, that's probably a signal you're running on a more mystical operating system than you thought.
The pop culture oracle brought Mitski, specifically, my love, mine, all mine. And for once, it's not broken. The moon is no one's. What you've been holding so hard was never yours to hold. It was just the dark you knew. Zen cuts it to a single image. The refrigerator at 2 a.m. You open it not because you're hungry, but because the light comes on. Proof that opening still works, that you still exist in relation to something. That might be the sharpest version of the whole question. Not the person, not even the bond, just the hum of your own need dressed in their name. Cynicism says the same thing, louder and ruder. You were faithful to the leash, not the hand holding it. What the traditions mostly agree on is that naming it is the actual move, not fixing it, not immediately becoming someone braver, just seeing that the fear and the loyalty were wearing each other's coats. Tomorrow's question is already waiting. Come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just survived a philosophical reckoning in which 15 traditions looked you dead in the eye and said, the leash friend, you were faithful to the leash. The Godshow.us is completely free and drops a new question every single day in multiple languages. Because existential confusion is a global sport. If this show is part of your weekly routine, consider subscribing or supporting it at thegodshow.us so we can keep the arena lights on. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to theyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Go open the refrigerator, see if the light comes on. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.